Blink Publishing presents The Strength of Love, Embracing an Uncertain Future with Resilience and Optimism. Written and read by me, Kate Garraway. This book is dedicated to all those facing a fearful and unpredictable tomorrow. Let love in its myriad forms be our beacon. Hello again. I'm so pleased to at last bring you my book. I was supposed to have written it at the beginning of 2022. That was the plan, but as the old saying goes, life got in the way. When I last put pen to paper to you in 2021 to write The Power of Hope, COVID was the only story in town. We were gripped by fear, trapped in our homes and separated from our loved ones. Hugging anyone outside our bubble was illegal, and it felt as though surviving the pandemic was the greatest challenge we'd ever have to face. My husband Derek had caught COVID in March 2020, and when that book was published, he was still in hospital, unable to speak or move. We prayed that one day he would come home to us, and many of you were kind enough to send us messages of support, willing us to keep fighting on, just as you were fighting on too. Without it ever being our intention, it felt as though Derek's fight for life and our family's struggles had somehow come to represent the fears and struggles that everyone was enduring at that time, to keep themselves and their loved ones safe from this deadly virus. After more than a year of Derek's life hanging in the balance, our prayers were finally answered and we were told he could come home. At the same time, it seemed that the world's prayers were being answered too, with the development of effective COVID vaccines and treatments prompting a relaxation of restrictions. We all dared to believe that the worst might be over and that maybe we could return to the lives we had known before, wiser and more appreciative of the things we'd been missing, determined to make every second count. It hasn't quite worked out like that for our family, and I wonder whether, whatever your circumstances, you feel it hasn't quite worked out that way for you either. While mercifully the pandemic seems to have been consigned to history, you might be finding that you're still worried about the future and that everything feels more precarious maybe even than before. We are, after all, in the middle of one of the worst economic crises in living memory, with no clear end in sight. While some emerge from lockdown with renewed spirit, inspired to pursue different career directions or to improve their work-life balance, the reality is that many businesses built on decades of hard work have gone under, and many others are struggling to stay afloat. Thousands of people are scrabbling to find enough money to cover essentials such as food, heat and shelter. Hundreds of thousands are grieving, and millions more are suffering from long COVID, the effects of which are still not fully understood. On top of that, other health worries have been exacerbated by long waiting lists and huge treatment backlogs, and we're starting to question whether our beloved NHS is strong enough to cope. The mental health epidemic, which was bubbling under the surface before COVID, seems to have erupted just when resources are stretched to breaking point. Marriages and relationships are under strain, and some question whether the struggle is worth it, wondering, is this what we stayed in our homes for, worked long hours for, made sacrifices for? The collective mood is low, and it feels as if genuine happiness is in short supply. I know I am lucky in so many ways, and I can never fully express my gratitude to the doctors, nurses and health workers who have got us this far. But nevertheless, the happy ending I desperately wanted to bring you still eludes us. I really wanted to give you a story of how love conquers all, to deliver the uplifting end to our grim family saga that your loyalty and support deserves. I hope to be able to tell you that Derek is stronger and happier, that he is better, and that our family is feeling renewed, energised and living every day to the full, our collective trauma fading into distant memory.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?